Last year, we published a report entitled Evidence That Government Targeted Red States with Deadly Batch of Vaccine, a story that most outlets ignored. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included. The very same lots found to be highly toxic in Parda Cooper's database. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Second smartest guy in the world on Substack also reported on it and has recently published an update, writing that now we have a more robust and far more damning view of this carefully distributed depopulation scheme. Back in Ohio of 2021, the expose publishes a report, data found in the USA's VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which reveals that 100% of COVID-19 vaccine deaths had been caused by just 5% of the batches that can be identified. And these deadly batches were not distributed evenly. The top 8 states with the highest vaccination death rate, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Tennessee, are all red states. 19 of the top 24 on the list are red states. And California has been the least affected by the deadly lots of COVID vaccine. The numbers show that Kentucky has a 1,900% worse vaccination death rate than California, suggesting that Kentucky received 20 times the amount of deadly batches than California did. Florida, number 20 on the list of most vaccine deaths per vaccination, received 3 times the amount of deadly batches than California, with its vaccination death rate at 200% higher than California's. The author points out that these deadly batches would be better classified as rapid kill lots and slow kill lots, as we are now seeing more evidence that they kill over time. And the evidence shows that red states were targeted with the rapid kill shots. This would go along with the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, which seeks to move the entire population into crowded cities and federalize all of flyover country in the name of climate change. They have less than 7 years to accomplish this, and they are deadly serious about it. The U.S. government is in lockstep with the United Nations, and they will resort to murder and democide to accomplish their goals of total control. Many are suggesting that this is what is happening in East Palestine, Ohio, right now. The people of America are under attack by their own government, who is never going to quit until they accomplish their goals or unless they are stopped. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this... Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
The most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now entered hour number two of this Monday, February 27th, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Riding shotgun with me is the great Owen Schroyer. Until 3 p.m. today when he returns to the war room. Thank you again so much for joining us. Last night, I spent most of the 2 hours getting into the fact on the Sunday broadcast that the Great Awakening is here and the chain reaction is now accelerating. We have successfully triggered a global awakening chain reaction. That means I have, Owen has, the crew has, the audience of activists. And people spreading the word, you've done it. It's why the enemy has abject, explosive, lying hatred for the InfoWars operation and our family of pro-humans. We stand against their eugenics depopulation plans. We stand against their nuclear wars. We stand against their great resets, their 15-minute cities, Agenda 2030, and the whole entire project of the transhumanist, mad scientist death cult. So I want to thank all of you who joined us in the first hour. And I'll be back tomorrow hosting the first and the second hour as well. But today I was working on some very important projects and also spending some time with family. Before I plunge back into all this news and all the huge developments that are taking place, listeners have noticed that I've been taking off 4, 5, 6 days a month the last 3 months. People are like, what's going on? Alex Jones, you know, never takes off more than maybe 2 weeks a year maximum and usually works from the road. And it's very, very simple, but also very, very profound. And I explained this again just a few weeks ago. My primary mission of 28 years on air, 30 plus years politically active, was to ignite a global awakening to the New World Order. And now, I've said this for years, if I ever see our deep knowledge of how this really works spreading to a lot of other pundits and talk show hosts, and they really have the multidimensional 3D chess understanding that I don't have to maximum pedal the metal, basically killing myself, working 15 to 20 hours a day. When Trump was in, I knew we had a shot at really turning things around then and devastating the globalist. But he got so infiltrated and his ego got in the way and a lot of other things. Trump is a perfect nobody is. That we damaged the globalists but didn't fully get the chain reaction going, really because it was too much about Trump. And so I would work 15 hours a day on average, 6 days a week, and about 4, 5, 6 hours on Saturdays. And my children are 20, and they are 19 and 15 and 5 and a half. Three with my first wife, one with my second wife. And I know that I need to get my head in the game and really cogitate and think about the New World Order and have time to really process what's going on, to talk about what the next major leg of my mission is going to be. And I've got a lot of ideas, but it's still percolating through my mind.
And so that's what I've been doing, is taking off an unprecedented 6-7 days a month, and still working part-time, just because it's beyond recharging my batteries. And so used to, when I take off even a day or two, people got pissed off. And I understand why. There's important stuff to cover, and you're dedicated to listening and giving us information and sharing information with us and spreading the word, and I love you and I appreciate you. But with all the attacks and all the demonization, all the things going on, and also having to go to court all the time and behind the scenes things, I was getting to where I was not looking over the horizon on what was coming next and how to stop the enemy's next move. I was spending too much time in the present. But again, just in the last 6 months or so, I can confirm, just with deep analysis, we can also just see it everywhere, that humanity really has turned a corner here. Now, the globalists had to really push and lock things down and kill millions of people and ship out specially directed poison injections to certain deep red areas of the U.S. and other populist conservative areas of Europe and Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. So we're in the middle of a bioweapon attack. We're in the middle of a total Hitlerian 2.0 system. And also going through 3 years of that really changed me a lot. And there's a lot to describe here, and we have a lot of news to cover, but people ask me this question a lot, so I was just going to get it out here on air, that I've gone in the last few years from really hating the New World Order to being very, very sad about the whole situation. Now, I always did what I do for love of my family, love of your family, because our children are growing up in the world together. So if you don't have empathy and love others, you don't love yourself. So I don't even see that as some wonderful attribute, that I really do care about people and really do love people and really try to be the most genuine person I can be and really focus on, am I being genuine and not rationalizing things? And I'm certainly not perfect. But I did have an impetus to go after the enemy of my extreme hatred of them. And a lot of people have noticed I'm not as hateful as I was sometimes, or really vicious, which people are like, whoa, this dude really comes off mean as hell. And people can tell it's real. It's real, legitimate hatred, grind my teeth hatred, bug my eyes out hatred. And I just got closer to God in the last few years. And I just knew that I'm not going to be able to continue on, and I'm not going to be as effective power in this operation on hate. And again, 30% of it was powered on hate for the New World Order. And 70% for love of humanity. Now it's 100% love. I mean, I really do not hate Prince Charles or Bill Gates or any of these people. I just know what horrible, fallen, truly occupied, satanic husk they are, and that they're not even humans. And they really are interdimensionally turned themselves over to this satanic transmission. That's what it is. It's energy. And the science even shows that. And so I realized that staring into the abyss and opposing them from a position of hate was turning me in some ways into them. And it's good to be able to become your enemy, at least in the military, in a war game, so you can think ahead of them and how they're going to operate. But at the same time, this has really been me going through some big changes that are much, much stronger than other kind of Paul on the road to Damascus moments I've had two other times in my life. And instead of it being a boom, big event where I just get hit and get this big download, it's a constant download now. And so a lot of really important analysis, a lot of really important over the horizon information, that deep research and commitment, but also focusing more on God, focusing more on love, focusing more on the good in the world. That's how we're going to save the good, is by celebrating it, pointing out what it is, and then just going, yeah, that's the disease, that's the evil, that's the Satanism, that's the enemy. And we have to oppose them very strongly and with total will, but it's more of a just continued strength, just a wall of resistance. And my will has become much, much stronger. Because I, in the past, believed in God, loved God, and would use some of God's energy, but I was deeply, I guess, prideful. And I believed, and I have a very strong will, that I could set my will against the enemy and break them, and set your will against the enemy and break them. No, God has to put it in our heart, and then God's will flows through us, and that is the quiet place, the Most High, that I've been praying a lot, trying to get in the place that King David talked about, because I've been in that place since I was a child many times. And it was like an aura, and the enemy when I was growing up knew it. And that's why I had so many attacks and so many things that happened. But I look back on it and I was like, that's like a science fiction movie. It was like Agent Smith's, you know, the system was jumping into these people and coming up against me. And then in those cases, it wasn't me that was winning those fights and doing those things. It was God protecting me. And so that's where I am now, is trying to empty out the sin, trying to become purified, trying to become sanctified, and more just getting into that quiet place, the Most High. We're in God's presence, and there's total confidence and completion and understanding. But then it's so hard to articulate something so good and something so holy. And then you get in that presence and you don't even care about the world anymore. It's just, you're like sad for the evil people. You're just like, oh my gosh, but oh my, that's how it all works. It's like, right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you go to OnlineHealthNow.com, connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the Wellness Company.
And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with, like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. Far and away, the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme. This one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. People are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. This is a potential solution. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that, because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world together. InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back on this live Monday broadcast. Owen is going to be coming in and out with breaking stories and analysis and his commentary with me here. I'll be hosting for the rest of this hour into the next hour. Then I'll be back at the kickoff of the broadcast tomorrow morning. Then I'll be back in Austin on Friday. We'll be doing a Saturday show and a Sunday show then, of course, as well. Thank you again for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show. And remember, the enemies of freedom literally hate this broadcast more than anything else in the world. Why is that? Because we know what we're talking about. If you go back to shows I did 25 years ago or 10 years ago and you watch them, you go, my gosh, it all came true. Now, nobody else has that record. Nobody else has that information. Nobody else has that much full spectrum analysis of the New World Order. And it's because I have totally immersed myself with all the other top experts and in the field and studying history and focusing for discernment and praying at least 10 times a day sometimes, usually 3 or 4 times for discernment. I don't ask God for things. I say, God, show me what you want. Lead me, guide me, direct me. Please control the evil nature and my fallen self. And I know that's why God lifted me up for this, is because I had a real capacity to be a general of Satan. But I did not go down the path. I never went down the path. I certainly skated around the edge of the path and have channeled, when I was younger, satanic Luciferian inspiration. I never worshiped it. I never was taken over by it, but I have definitely been experienced it and been tempted by it. That is not what the average Satanist ever has access to. It's a totally different like a transmission they pick up. But in the satanic seduction, it's next level. And you can tell the people that have that satanic inspiration, the Luciferian inspiration, you see who's operating. It's a very small percentage of Satan's army. Most of them are just hateful, vicious, backstabbing worms that are manipulated and controlled by their master. But I understand all of this has been part of God's process. So I'm done talking about myself. I just want listeners and viewers to understand something. I want you to know where we're coming from and what I stand for and what our team stands for. And you're part of that team. And it's a pro-human future, and it's justice, and it's honor, and it's freedom. And it is standing up for our innocent children, number one, first and foremost, suffer the little ones unto me. So I want to talk about a concept here and play a clip that illustrates all of this. And it's a big New York Times top analyst with Fareed Zakaria, the Bilderberg Group member, last night on their Sunday special on these CIA network, CNN, the globalist network. And we're going to play the clip in a moment. And she says, no one would have thought this. It's incredible. But we've done polling and we've done research, and the 200 plus thousand dead Russian troops, that's what NATO estimates. I would say at least 100,000 from our information, but it'd probably be 200,000. Reported as it's 250,000 dead Ukrainians. But she says, we found, and no one can believe it, but we found that it's making Putin stronger and making the Russians want more war. Whereas at first, most of them didn't want war. Now most of them do want war. And it's stealing their resolve. Well, anybody knows that. And again, I don't say that to go, oh, everybody knows that. I'm smart. Don't you know that? They know that too. They're just now letting you know, okay, it's going to be a long war. It's going to be hard. And the Russians are going to get stronger, not weaker, the more of them we kill. That's something that happens with most groups of people, but particularly people like the Russians, okay, or the Germans. I mean, it's just very pig-headed groups and, you know, tough. And once they start getting in a war, it doesn't go away till most people are dead, okay? So if you think the Russians care about 200,000 dead when they lost 22 million in World War II, that's about a third of their population. Again, you've heard me say this 100 times since this started brewing the last 8-9 years, the Civil War, Slavic Civil War, that the West is stirring up. But it's the same thing the globalists do when they release a virus and then bring a poison shot in. They are using the virus as an outside threat to get Americans and everybody else in line with their tyranny. Of course, that's a no-brainer. Everybody knows that too. Well, they knew that about Russia. they knew that if there is a real outside threat and the Russians start getting their ass kicked in a full fight with NATO, which this is, that the Russians are going to double down and 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 double down. And it's going to continue to destroy Western economies. It's going to hurt the Russian economy. But it's going to make Vladimir Putin stronger. And Vladimir Putin, make no mistake, unless he gets assassinated or unless he has thyroid cancer, which you can't believe anything the media says. He doesn't look like he's very sick for 70 years old. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, if Putin goes, everybody behind him and the hardliners that make him look like a cream puff are going to get even more warlike. So getting rid of Vladimir Putin could be probably the worst thing NATO and the globalists could do, unless they want to go to full nuclear war. And that there's a lot of analysis, a lot of history, a lot of study goes into that. And we see the leaders of the West saying, let's kill Putin, which is the absolute worst thing to do. It's like killing Joe Biden. People say, oh, somebody ought to assassinate Joe Biden. No. He's hated. He's horrible. He's a puppet. Only way they can grab victory from the jaws of defeat in the deep state is killing Joe Biden. And I think it's something they might do. You know, well, they won't want Kamala Harris. They'll have a scandal to get rid of her as well. In fact, if you see a scandal come up with Kamala Harris here pretty soon, they're talking about removing her. You know, they're getting ready to kill Biden. So we do not want Biden killed. We do not want a hair on his pedophile head harmed. And we do not want Vladimir Putin killed, because there are much hardcore hardliners that make him, again, look like a choir boy ready to come into the situation. So let's go ahead. Do I have time to get this clip, guys, or have I gone too long here? Let's go ahead and go to the New York Times on CNN discussing, it's incredible, killing all these Russians only makes them more angry. Here it is.
President Biden has said a couple of times, I think, once the body bags start coming back, the Russian people will stop supporting this war, or words to that effect. And what you found is that the body bags are coming back, but it is actually increasing the support for the war. Explain what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Fareed, for having me. And I wish I didn't have to talk about this with you today. But it's true. In my reporting across Russia, what I've found when talking to people, mothers of those who have been lost or relatives, people are finding that their losses are actually making them support the war even more. They're starting to feel it even more. And of course, the Kremlin has refused to actually release the full statistical data of how many people have been killed, how many soldiers have died in this war. They've only released them intermittently, and I believe the last full count was in September at 6,000, while Western intelligence estimates that there have been 200,000 killed and wounded in this war, Russians only. So, of course, most Russians don't know the full extent of this, but my reporting and reporting by other colleagues who remain in Russia and who have spoken to the mothers and relatives of these dead soldiers find that that this makes them support it even more, because, you know, they feel a concrete sense of loss. They do believe the propaganda.
Okay, so that's enough. Now, again, the globalists know all this. They understand this. That's why they're saying they're going to build all these factories in Poland and other areas for munitions, and that the war could go 2 to 5 years. 2 to 5 years. And then it just keep escalating. Now China's getting involved, and now they're going to send U.S. troops. And now you see how this works. A lot of incredibly negative, dangerous things are happening. I don't have to list all those off to you. But also a lot of really positive things are happening. Elon Musk just came out and said the New World Order, global government's bad, wants to collapse civilization. Joe Rogan now sounds just like me. Everywhere I go, we get nothing but positive feedback. And everybody else I talk to that are prominent leaders in the populist pro-human movement, not just here but around the world, are saying they're getting nothing but 99% positive feedback. So, humanity really is accelerating their awakening. That said, you see the coup at Project Veritas taking out James O'Keefe. You see all the other political attacks going on against patriots, not just here, but other parts of the world. The enemy is coming down on us. And we're not funded by George Soros or billionaires. We're funded directly by viewers and listeners like you. And the work we do is so incredibly important and changes the world. So it's not an exaggeration to say without InfoWars, humanity would be in much worse shape than we are right now. But due to your past support, due to your prayers, due to your word of mouth, humanity really has a fighting chance. So I wanted to tell you about some of the great products here that don't just fund the InfoWar, and that's a phenomenal result, but also will give you phenomenal results for your immune system, your body, your joints, your bones, your overall stamina, everything. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. It's an amazing product, concentrated bone broth from chickens, a very strong dose in every serving of chaga mushroom, bee pollen, turmeric, and a bunch of other great ingredients. It's back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got, of course, the Ultimate Fish Oil. We've got the Ultimate Krill Oil. We've got Real Red Pill Plus that gets such rave reviews. We've got the Nitric Boost that's so good for your heart, your cardiovascular and blood system, Supermel Vitality, VasoBeats, Fizzy Magnesium. The list goes on and on. And I told you about a month ago, we've only had 1,500 books left to sign, and I'm not signing any more Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a fundraiser. You can buy the book unsigned or buy the signed book to know you help keep us on the air. When these 1,500 books are gone, they're gone. Now, most of the books were at our new warehouse in Denver, the unsigned ones. We didn't have the books here. We had like 200. We finally got them shipped down here. I got them all signed last weekend, and we are ready to ship them to you as soon as we ship it back next week to the Denver shipping department. So it's a pre-order, but they'll be shipping out in about a week. And when these books are gone, they're gone. So get your copy of The Great Reset, The War for the World, a signed copy by Alex Jones exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And that, again, will keep us on air. Those of you that did buy the signed book, I want to thank you. You're the reason we're still on air. But those that haven't gotten the signed book, this is your last chance, and I hope you'll get a copy. I know the crew wants to stay employed in the fight against the globalists. They hope you get a copy. But regardless, this will nourish your mind and give you evidence, up your friends and family and others against the New World Order, and all these products will really, 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 really change your life. They will do amazing things for you and your family. Two of the items that are amazing are Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. They're both different nootropics, do different things. They're clean, healthy brain boost. They're both 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now as well. So I'm simply asking listeners to commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products at the same time, keeping us on air. Only about 1% of our listeners ever buy a product. All our problems for financing would be solved if just a smaller percentage on top of that, maybe even a half a percent of you, would simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and try out these products. And once you try them, I know you'll be hooked. They're all five-star products. So again, for myself, the whole crew, thanks for keeping us on the air. Please go now and make the decision to keep us on air. Get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith.
The Alex Jones Show.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun, Alex Jones here. Let me finish up this point on Russia, because this is an example of philosophy and how the world works, something that anthropologists and sociologists and psychologists that the West uses to destabilize the planet know full well, forwards and backwards. So now, first they lure us into an incremental war in the last 9 years, in a proxy war. Then about a year and a half ago, it goes into a hybrid war. And then now they're telling you, okay, this is a long-term full war, and China's openly lining up with Russia and Iran and all the ramifications and implications that come from that, and the clear threat escalation ladder that leads to nuclear war in almost every scenario. So again, we're driving over the cliff. We can turn the car, but right now we're going straight for the cliff. And down this road leads destruction. It's like telling somebody, you drink 3 bottles of whiskey a day, you're going to get liver failure. It might not be this year. It might not be in 5 years, but you're going to kill yourself. And then the person's dead in 2 years. Or somebody that's on heroin or cocaine. Hey, I don't know if you're going to have a heart attack today, snorting all that cocaine, but it's going to get you. And we're going over the edge of this cliff. And they knew full well it would make Putin stronger. They knew full well it would put him more in charge. They knew full well, knowing the Russian psychology, especially after World War II, that they are now getting completely behind the war. The British lost millions of troops in World War I. That's why they were 95% major polls against the start of World War II. And they knew that World War I had been started basically by the British and the Black Hand and the British OSS. So the Brits understood that. They understood the Versailles Treaty had really screwed over the Germans and put them into a huge depression with people starving to death everywhere. So folks felt sorry for the Germans. And then Hitler came along, and when he started bombing England, military targets, still the Brits didn't want to go to war. As soon as he started bombing civilian targets, as soon as that happened, it went to 98% or so for the war. Now, the British government and Winston Churchill knew that. We talk about Winston Churchill being a good guy. In many ways, he was a great writer, great philosopher, really smart. I've read all three of his books, the three-part series, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. I read about him all the way back to the Boer War that he was in. I mean, he's a very interesting fellow, but also very cold-blooded, folks. And you know Winston Churchill, when the Germans were targeting only military targets at the start of World War II in England, or about a year into it, that the British started flying big Lancaster bombers over Berlin and over other German cities and specifically targeted civilian targets or apartment blocks. And there's famous cases. I think they said something like 200 and something thousand people died in one night because the British would wait till there were really high winds, 50 mile an hour winds. It was really dry. They'd wait for the weather, and it was equivalent of atomic bombs. And they would then drop incendiary bombs on German cities. And Hitler took the bait and then started bombing with incendiary bombs the civilian targets as well, you know, the rest of history. So this is a psychology that goes on in these things. That's why Putin's not been trying to hit civilian targets. It's why he's been only trying to hit military targets, because he wants the Ukrainians to sue for peace and give Russia about a third of Ukraine, because he knows Ukraine's going to NATO and he needs that river there. I forget the name of it, that, you know, travels down in the about a third of the way into Ukraine through the east and down over around Crimea, and Putin's made what he wants 100% clear. Stop overthrowing the government, stop attacking Russians, and Ukraine can sit there. If you keep doing it, I'm going to invade and take part of the country. And that's exactly what he did. And now the Russians are starting to threaten Poland, because Poland's becoming a big NATO base and going along with it. And the Poles are great people. They got screwed over by Hitler, who attacked them for absolutely no reason and just blew their country up. They valiantly fought with their World War I army against a World War II army. But the Poles are all wound up, have ancestral problems with the Russians, and I get it. The Russians have picked on them a lot. And so they're all foaming at the mouth to go to war with Russia. I mean, this is just bad, 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 folks. Very, very, very bad stuff. No bueno, as they say. You don't want this. Not a good deal. And so when you pull back from all of that, it's the same thing here. The globalists want us to have war over what color we are, war over our sexual preference, or war over what part of the country we live from, or. And while they divide us all, the globalists are attacking us all with 5G, with the chemical spraying that they now admit's going on that we told you about 20 plus years ago. And they are destroying our borders and deindustrializing our country and shipping the fentanyl and doing all the horrible things that we know are happening. We know are going on. Americans need to understand that the globalists, the big corporations creating the cashless society, Chinese model of the social credit score isn't coming. It's here being implemented by corporations. Owen did a great job last hour, half the hour spent on that. And he doesn't have to read about it online. He can go to an Austin soccer game with their new professional soccer team, and he goes through the biometrics and all the scanning and the rest of it. He can try to go to Whole Foods now, where they've put in hand scanners to buy and sell. This is the system where they're going to outlaw all the other businesses that don't use this in the future to control where you go and what you do and to shut down the real economy. That's their admitted planned goal. It is a direct attack on you. Again, I keep harping on this because nobody else is. 87,000 IRS agents to target people making $40,000 a year or less, to target hardworking people blue collar people and below them of the working poor to harass them over $600 cash they got paid for something they sold on eBay when they got to have the money to pay for medical bills. You don't target the poor people with taxes. In fact, when they first brought in the income tax in 1913, it was still evil and goes to the private Federal Reserve. Did you know that working class people paid zero income tax? It was the millionaires. And that, back then, that's like being a billionaire that paid the tax. If you really want to tax it, you do tax the rich. And that still messes up the economy as well. The point is this is a direct assault on you. And I know our audience knows this, but new listeners that are liberals or leftists that tune in to hear what it's all about, you know taxing people making $40,000 a year is wrong. You know that shouldn't be happening. You know there shouldn't be basically any taxes on people making $40,000 a year with this inflation the way it is. You can't live on that. One person can live okay on that. But you can't have a single breadwinner with that and have any children. And again, that's the plan. I played the clips from the globalists saying, we're going to have so much inflation and we're going to do all these things and have so many taxes, you can't afford to have children. Paul Ehrlich, I played it a month ago. He said, we're going to put stuff all over TV, making the family look bad. That was 1970. Turn on the TV, that's all you see. These are cold-blooded people that are going against our biology, that are going against common sense, that are going against everything that makes us successful and safe and prosperous and happy. They're bad. And you have to admit that there's a war against you. You've got to admit all the other stuff's a fake war. All the other stuff's a distraction. The cops maybe kill 25 black men a year in shootings, but they show them to you and you think there's an epidemic of it. It's not true. And a lot of blacks got mad at me about that. Well, now a lot of blacks aren't mad at me because I'm saying, look, blacks are killing in cold blood about 10,000 white people a year. Look it up. And it's some of it's really racially motivated. It's horrible and it's wrong. But why is it suddenly everywhere viral? Because they want us killing each other more. Okay. But I mean, the cops literally, it's like 20 something black people a year they kill. I mean, think about that. But again, Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Oh, 200,000 dead Russians, who cares? Oh, 21 black men, 22 black men got killed wrongfully by cops or whatever. Oh my God, let's burn the country down. We'll show you. Meanwhile, thousands of black people get killed by black people here in Chicago. Doesn't even hit the news because, again, they don't want to stop the real crime. They don't want to go after the real criminals. They want to keep it going. So you need their later police state once the globalists do fully take over the police, and then nobody will have guns except them. So that's the plan. I want to bring Owen in here to talk about a lot of these issues and 15-minute cities and so much more. I want to talk about the chain reaction that's taking place that's so huge. Also, Zelensky threatening the American people. We've got so much to cover here today that's so important. Please stay with us. Tell everybody you know, tune in. That's how we reach the people. It's how we override the censors. We'll be right back. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us.
I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. For decades, I have warned you over and over and over again that powerful multinational corporations are establishing a world government to cut off your resources, drive you into poverty, and then dehumanize you and finally kill you. And we've been absolutely, totally vindicated in that fact. Now it's mainstream news and the world is awakening. But InfoWars wasn't just right about what was going to happen in the past. We're now breaking down what's going to happen in the future, and now people are really listening, and we can stop it together. So our information is paramount. We are literally creating the talking points and the opposition to the New World Order. And it's not just myself that is getting the credit here. It's the listeners, the viewers, the guests, the callers, the brain trust that is InfoWars and everything we do. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get these amazing products, you're doing far more than just keeping this important show on the air. You are also getting great products that empower yourself and your family's stamina, energy, immune system, well-being, way of life, and so much more. And these are incredible products. This is the very best magnesium product out there. It's got the high-end magnesium, not the regular magnesium that's in almost all the other products. It's incredible. Physic magnesium for your entire body. For better sleep, for more energy during the day, for your metabolic systems, it's all there. Our CBD oil is the highest grade out there. It's been tested by third parties. This stuff sells for 60, 70, 80% in stores, more than what we're selling it for. We've got it at 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. The Real Red Pill Plus, our nitric boost product, our turmeric product, turmeric 95, highest grade turmeric. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. So only about 1% of our listeners ever buy products. If just 1% more goes and buy the products, we will have all the funding.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I really appreciate Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me here. He's coming up 3 o'clock today, does a great job. Wonderful person, so is the rest of the crew. Alex Jones again, back here live. But here's the point I was trying to make last segment. I'm going to make it and move on to other subjects I want to talk to Owen about. And it's this. The deep state knows, the globalists know, that when they start killing a bunch of Russians and the Russians walked into an ATO trap, that the Russians aren't going to give up. Okay, just because you kill a bunch of Russians doesn't mean you've won, because they don't give up. And that's actually a well-known Russian trait, is they're pretty much sluggish at first and don't want to fight. And then once you start killing them, then the complete opposite happens. And so Putin has to put Russia through a war to get it on a war footing. The U.S. has been in dozens of wars all over the world since World War II and has the military that knows how to do the killing. You got a bunch of people that, you know, sign up for the military that they have working in offices and, you know, stacking ammunition. But, I mean, you've got a lot of people that are very, very smart, and you've got a lot of AI weapons and advanced robotic platforms that we don't need to get into. So Russia, to scale itself up into that, Putin is sticking the Russians into a meat grinder. As I said, is Putin dumb marching into this trap? No, I think Putin's pretty smart, and he knows the Russians, and he's now escalating into a war economy. He tried to not have a war economy. He tried to be the big exporter of fuel and the big exporter of organic food and try to get tourism going, but the West wouldn't let him. He really did do overtures. He cut military spending in the last decade. And I'm not here lionizing Vladimir Putin. I'm talking about the facts. But now the West has successfully driven Russia against the West. When the smart move, according to the patriots and the smart people in the government, like General Flynn, would have been to work with Russia and have corporate deals with Russia, and they have more oil, more gold, more minerals, more everything, more timber. Russia's 3 times the size of the U.S. It's got more resources than Africa. Russia is the richest country in the world. It is gigantic. 90% of their population lives in the West, just in a little sliver right by Europe. It's just this gigantic, people want to go to the moon or Mars to get resources or mine asteroids. And we're not even getting in there. We're not even doing that. We should be trying to democratize China and working with them as well. But the globalists don't want that. They want different authoritarian models. And so they've pushed Russia into going authoritarian. And now the West can become more authoritarian in the name of countering Russia and China, the best enemies money can buy. And that's what the famous Senate historian, head historian at the Senate, they got more than 20 of them. It's a big office there. And the Senate historian, Anthony Sutton, was given access to the Senate records of all the behind-the-scenes secret meetings in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And in the 80s, he started writing America's Secret Establishment. He was the Senate historian. I started talking to Sutton about 2 years before he died. His brain was all there, but he had several diseases and was in a nursing home. I almost got him on the show, but he wouldn't come on. But really honored that Charlotte Iserby, whose father was Skull and Bones, put me in contact with Sutton, because he was a real giant. You know, we ask how we know all this information. It's people like Sutton that was advising Senator Frank Church. But I digress here. Here's what I want to get at. Okay. The New World Order is at war with all of us. They're at war against our biology. They're at war against our future. And a lot of their arguments on the surface look like they make sense. I'll be honest about that. If you go to Calcutta, that's, you know, 20 million people, and you see feces all over the ground and starving children, you say, man, somebody ought to hand some birth control out here. But there's an article up on Infowars.com that I'm springing on the crew. I sent it to them this morning, but I'm springing it on them, showing the graph of India that has had a 80% fertility reduction in just the last decade. Now, okay, Indians are great people. They love America. They're really smart. I love Indians. I mean, they're so successful. There's 1.3 billion of them, okay? That's a sign of biology. Success is a lot of it. You know, wow, this thing's working. There's a lot of them, but a lot of them are falling through the cracks. But we should have a discussion about what are they doing to the Indians that's sterilizing them? Well, they're putting stuff in the shots and the food and everything else, and we know that. Same thing's happened here in the United States, same thing in Europe. So you could say, well, there's too many Africans, there's too many Indians, there's too many Chinese. And you could argue that the Chinese can't sustain 1.5 billion people in the land they've got and what they've got. And what do you do when you have too big a population? You expand, you have a war. So the globalists say, we got to depopulate and stop war, while they're starting all the wars. And they're not doing this birth control thing in a very humanitarian way, are they? And they're targeting the highest IQ people for sterilization. The main sterilization operations are in China, India, and Europe, and the United States. And I'm not saying people in the third world, Africa, Latin America, aren't smart, but with the food they get, the education, nature, nurture, those populations are not where we're seeing the main spring of liberty coming from. Yeah, you got elites in Africa that have as high IQs as anybody. You got elites in Latin America, smart as anybody or smarter, but they're still feudal states. They're still very, very corrupt systems. The globalists can work with that. But if you can dynamite the Republic, if you can dynamite America, dynamite the idea of aspiring to a greater civilization and a great awakening and a renaissance and a great enlightenment 2.0, you've won and you can create your new globalist system. So if the globalists were honest and paid people to get sterilized or whatever, that would be one thing. But see, they want to make you poor, so then you'll have to accept the money to be sterilized. And they're targeting the smartest populations. My good friend Mike Judge does an illustration of this with real science at the start of his incredibly funny hit movie, Idiocracy. In fact, it's got cuss words in it, but when you have Dew or McBreen or somebody grab the intro to Idiocracy for the end of the next hour, it's like 3 minutes long, and I think there's a few cuss words in there. So we can air that where it shows the statistics that the highest IQ people, the highest IQ blacks, the highest IQ Asians, the highest IQ whites, Hispanics, have the least children. So in this model we're in, and the globalists are pushing that, the more highly educated you are, the more you don't want to have kids, then the dumber we get. So this is not the way civilization, this is not the way even their own Darwinism is supposed to work, which I don't even buy into its totality of what they claim it is. It's more sophisticated. So what I'm getting at is the globalist plan is anti-human, period. They don't want to just get rid of poor people. They want to get rid of everybody. And of course, anybody that doesn't want to lift up poor and try to help them, at the end of the day, really doesn't like anybody, okay? So that's what I'm getting at is what's being done to the Indians is being done to all of us right now. Sperm counts in Europe are down 92% from 1950. Sperm counts are down almost 90% in the United States from 1950. Now, why is there not a discussion of why we don't have sperm? Why most men are sterile? Why are we having a discussion? They know the GMO crops they produced in studies are reducing fertility. So they hit you with chemicals that reduce your fertility, GMO that reduces your fertility, 5G reduces your fertility, the injections reduce your fertility, and you can't ever say it's one of them that did it. Because one thing reduces it this much, and the next one reduces it this much. You know, each one reduces it 25, 15, 10%, depending on how much you get, who you are. And by the end of the day, you're swimming in a toxic stew of garbage. You know, people in the 1950s, on average in the U.S., their studies, ate more caloric content and more calories than we do. But they weren't as docile. They were moving around. They were working. They were moving their bodies. They didn't even work out as much as we do. But they were not sitting around. They were not couch potatoes. But they didn't have chemicals and hormones in the food. So we all know about this. But the point is, stop lying to yourself and saying, oh, globalism, so many leftists know what's going on. They act like, oh, well, they're deploying it to make the world a utopia. They know best. No, you're targeted too. And so stop acting like this isn't happening and stop acting like it's not wrong and stop acting like it's not a giant evil power grab of very selfish people that want to have giant estates and jumbo jets and 10 kids and do whatever they want and then tell us we're obsolete and tell us we've got to get rid of the middle class and tell us we can't have a farm or ranch or tell us we can't have three kids. BS. And that's what I'm saying is signing on to the New World Order is a death cult. It's signing on to your own destruction. And you can delude yourself and decide you want to be part of it. But as for me, I want to reach out to people that have been asleep and get them to understand they're under attack. And that's what's happened with the poison shots and the crime and the fentanyl and the open borders and the 5G. People know they're sick. They know something's wrong. They know the globalists are out to get them. And as soon as the majority of people know that, it's game over. A shot doesn't have to be fired. We just withdraw our political support, our corporate support, our monetary support from all the globalist systems, and they end overnight. That's why they're bringing in 15-minute cities. That's why they're coming after your cars. That's why they lock down the small shops and businesses, but not the box stores. It's a war of vertical integration to control the whole economy so they can run your life with a universal basic income because you don't have a job, and even if you work, it won't pay your bills. All right, Owen's been really nice sitting there. I love Owen to death. I'm going to host the next hour with the great Owen Schroyer. We're going to get into this with Owen and a bunch of other clips and a bunch of other news when we come back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfowarsTour.com. That's what keeps us on air, plus the great products you need. Stay with us. Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.